way too much detail.
Okay, this,
too much
there's a book about this big, about like 100 pages long.
Yeah.
I saw it in the library. It looked kind of interesting. It's about dragons or something. So I pick it up and I start to read, and it's like, it starts, it was 2 in the afternoon. I came upon the grave of my dead wife. I remember the times when we enjoyed ourselves. And a tear slowly coursed its way down my cheek.
Stop, I'm dying.
I know, that is so bad. But with Lord of the Rings, it just flows for me. It's like the Withywood.
It's really...
The Withywood. I don't even pronounce it.
To each their own. That's not the style of writing I deal best with.
Have you read The Hobbit?
Yes, it was very good. That's actually because I didn't read it. I had it read to me.
I'll read The Lord of the Rings to you. Every day, one chapter.
We can do that.
We should. We should like have a chapter of reading after each episode. It'll bulk it up. Here.
That would take so long.
Give me The Lord of the Rings from down there.
No, we don't have time. Not right now.
Okay, fine. I had a couple. Oh, yeah. My rant about Harry Potter. Okay. So I've already compared it to Lord of the Rings, and there's no comparison.
Yeah.
Second of all, I will give you. I will acknowledge she has a good idea. It is a good idea. It appeals to a lot of people because it's a good idea. However, the woman cannot write to save her life.
Rebuttal. I'm not going to disagree
too much.
All
she does, okay, is just put pen to paper and write. There's no actual writing going on.
It's not well written.
It's so poor.
You don't go, oh man, this is written really well. You go, oh, this has a good plot.
Yeah, but the point is, she can't write.
Plus, I don't care how it's written.
No, you should. Because depending upon how it's written, like, I clearly remember this. I still remember this.
Yeah.
In one of the books, one sentence, they were talking about when they came back to Hogwarts and they were having dinner. And she wrote something, and at the end of it, she tacked on, and it was quite tasty. And that annoyed me so much, because that did not need to be there. And if she wanted there, she could have done it so much better, and it was so incredibly annoying. And I was reading the fifth one. Okay, I just went through, and I kept on, like, spotting so many mistakes. Like, have you read the fifth one?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about grammar? I found grammar errors.
There were grammar errors in all of them!
Yeah.
Oh, jeez! Did you hear that? When three of my neck bones just went...
Nice. Continue, please.
All of them. She can't write well. She has a good idea. That's all she has.
Sure.
I mean, but all the classics. Lord of the Rings. Good idea. Incredibly good idea.
But too detailed.
Incredibly good writing. Wait a second. Dune. Incredibly good idea.
Way too detailed.
Incredibly good writing. You don't... Oh, yeah, you haven't read Dune.
I have
even
read
Terry Pratchett. Even Terry Pratchett. Really good idea. Really good writing.
A little too detailed, but they're so short.
But they're so good.
But his is also funny. That's what gets me going with that. I can't read it if it's just the detail. Like, I get, oh my god, this is getting long. But then it's funny, I'm like... That's why I like
You're
Pratchett.
A child!
Pratchett, I don't
You're understand. A child of 4 years! What is that? What is that? Oh, do you have something to drink?
Have
by
you
the way, I forgot to ask
you. Have you had Golden Compass?
Yes, I've read all the Philip
Did you
Pullman.
Like that?
I prefer the third one. The Amber... whatever
Amber
it's called.
Amber Spyglass?
Yeah.
See? Funny. That was my least favorite. Because it was too detailed.
See, I can appreciate good writing. You can't.
I can't. I admit it. I'm not...
That's because you can't spell, Mutchell's boy.
I can't spell, and I have no patience. So, have you read, the most recent Harry Potter, right?
Which is the fifth one. No, it's the sixth one.
It's the sixth
one.
Yeah. I'm dying here.
Do you want something to drink?
I don't know if it'll make a difference.
Okay, then. You can dry and die.
Okay.
Sit down.
I'm dying.
Why?
I don't know. Okay, so... Yeah, most recent book. Oh, she kills me.
Oh, the fifth one?
She kills me.
The sixth one, okay.
I read it.
The only thing good was the pace. She had a good pace in the sixth one. But she ended it so poorly.
Wait, she had a good pace up until the last four chapters.
Yeah,
she's like, okay, time to end the book. I'm writing too long. I need to go.
So it's like, okay. La da da.
He's dead, they break up, let's go.
Yeah, I know! She could have made that so much better.
I didn't say who was dead.
See, okay, the great thing, one of the things about, what's his name?
You know what,
the guy who wrote
really
Wizard's First Rule. You know his name?
No,
I'll find out and tell you. He's like really, really into description. I mean, he's good, but he's really into description. However, he knows how to build suspense. I mean, that man, it's like when you hear the climax of a song, you're like, yeah, or the leading up, and then you're like, yeah. So I was like that. I was like, I couldn't like wait to for the ending act to keep on going.
That's
but with her,
Harry Potter, except for she
no
it.
With her.
She
okay, with him, it was like, let's see, who's it by? Terry Goodkin. There we go. That's
books,
who he is.
My buddy.
So with him, or and with a lot of books,
I have to go to sleep.
Better be. It's 4:20.
Wait, it's only 4:20?
Yes.
Well, I have to be home at 5:30.
I know.
We got tons of time.
Yeah, I know.
The show's gonna be really long.
Okay, so where was I? Okay.
Sorry, guys.
So with Terry Goodkin and a lot of other people, what it basically does is you get the slope and it's going up, and you get to the top and it's a high rise, but it comes down again really nicely. With her, you get up and then you fall off a cliff.
Not always.
What?
Not always.
For what?
Not in all of them.
No.
Specifically.
But this one, yeah.
Oh yeah. It's
yeah.
like she killed us.
She
threw us off the building.
She improved
and no.
She improves with time, but this is just poor.
You mean the stories improve with time?
No, her writing improves with time.
I think the stories improve with time, but this one blew it. Like, okay.
It was a good story, but she just ended so abruptly.
There's so many things.
It's like running into a wall.
Like I started reading it.
Or
I,
an explosion stopped by a large presence that enveloped the detonation in its bosom.
Okay, you blew it. so anyways, you guys.
Jeez,
know,
what's wrong with your voice?
Yeah, I'm gonna get a drink out of your mouth.
No, get, I have soda.
That's okay.
My bathroom's really dirty.
Okay, is that better?
Isn't this incredible? I love this. I love finger tapping.
Okay, you guys, I'm sure you really enjoyed that sound. Okay, stop. So I bought the book. I was in Bruges, Belgium. I bought the book. I got the last one.
Dude, your voice is just...
I know, guys.
What happened?
Okay, is that better? No. This is really entertaining, I'm sure. Okay, maybe I have to talk not so loud. I think I lost my voice because I've been yelling at you. Turn it down! Okay, peoples. My peeps. Okay. Maybe this
dude, you
a little
sound
quiet.
So weird.
Maybe you should be a little more quiet. Okay. So, I bought it in Bruges, Belgium, and started reading that day. I bought it, sat down at a, what's the French fries? The fast food joint all over Holland. Red.
Mannequin Piss?
No. It's got a red logo. Quick.
Q-W-I-K?
No, Q-U-I-C-K.
Really?
Something like that.
I refuse to believe that.
Church. It's
no.
got a big...
Did you know Ajax is the name of their soccer team?
Ajax?
Yeah, like the Ajax, like the cleaner.
Oh, I thought like nine. Roman numerals are nine. Okay, stop. Okay, so anyways, I got it, started reading it. Really, really good. The counselor's like, no, you guys must sightsee, no more Harry Potter. So I didn't read Harry Potter for the rest of the day. I got back to the campsite, read all night long. Then the next day I read it all day. Oh my god, my voice is so going. This is terrible. So I did a lot of reading. I read it, and the end was, like, terrible. We were all, like, five of us bought the book. And we all were like, oh my god, I've been scarred for life. This ending is so bad. Because...
She's going to do the same thing with the seventh one. You
got,
know it.
Wait, I don't know how into Harry Potter
it was the same thing with the fourth one as well,
but
if
most
you remember.
People who were as into it as I was really thrilled when certain things happened. Like, I was really glad when Harry and Hermione... Hooked up, so to say.
When did they hook up?
Not hooked up.
They didn't hook up.
They didn't hook up. Well, they hooked up.
When?
Not hooked up.
When? Dude! That's disgusting!
Not biblically.
When?
In the book.
When in the book? I read the book. I don't remember
going
this.
Out.
I don't remember this.
Wow.
I know Ron and her started.
Did you sure you read the most recent one?
Yes! I was in India, I know.
Ron and her?
Yes.
Ron never started going out with Ginny. Are you retarded?
Ginny?
Yes.
Oh, I thought he said Hermione.
No.
I was like, yeah.
I might have said it, but I didn't mean it.
Oh, jeepers, my quads.
Oh, jeez.
Behold, the quad laser becomes the quad glacier. You cannot escape our... Whatever. You know, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Just talk. Oh, wait, you can't. Oh,
burn. My throat's burned! Okay, so anyways, we should really record some sound clips when I'm
on my voice. We should. However, continue talking.
I'm sorry, peoples. So yeah. Really good, but the ending, oh my goodness. She just like cuts the legs out from under the story. She just hacks them off. Hack. Ugh. I need some response from you. I can't just talk.
Obviously.
Obviously.
If you could, I wouldn't be here.
Like they break up, which was stupid. They like break up at the... Wait, who dies? Oh, yeah. I didn't mean who dies. I meant what funeral are they at? But that's what it was. So,
oh, yeah, he breaks up because he's... Basically the same reason
like,
Spider-Man broke up with her in that movie.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen the first
he's
one?
He's like, I must save the world.
Yeah, that's so arrogant.
I don't want to hurt
so annoyed
you.
By that.
Oh my god.
They'll be targeting me. I do not want you in the line of fire, for I am such an important personage.
Yeah, so stupid. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Terrible. And then he's like quitting school. So basically, I'd always thought that they'd be putting out 8 books. 7 in school, 1 to wrap it all
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I know.
Now,
I see your point.
Now? 7 books. She just weaseled her way out of an entire book. Weasel, 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 weasel. It's a weasel. A vermin.
As Homer says, weaseling is what sets us apart from the rest of the animal race. Except for the weasels.
Yes.
You know, if she was a good writer, I mean, like, an interesting thing she could do was,
yeah.
At the end...
Yeah.
It's supposed to be Harry versus Voldemort. What she could
eventually,
do...
Eventually, yeah.
Was substitute that with Neville. Because there's something about a prophecy which could be either Neville or Harry. And if she was good and didn't cater to the population,
yeah.
She'd put Neville in there. And that's when I'd be impressed.
But I would hate it.
But,
and
yeah,
so
I know.
All the other lame people that read it.
Yeah, I know, but if that would be... I would appreciate that. I would think that's an incredibly good plot twist.
I think, wow, thanks a lot for wasting my time. That's what I think. You know I would. I'd be like, I'm gonna slap you, woman. I would. I'd go fly to wherever the heck
See, the problem with Harry is...
Oh, he's totally so stuck up.
No. He's just like, always somehow manages to win by the efforts of others. The first one, Ron and Hermione. The second one, I can't even remember.
Oh yeah, he's a leech.
The second one is Ron. And Fox, the Phoenix. The third
one... Yes.
The third one is Hermione. And Hermione, because of her twisty thing. The fourth one...
Oh, yeah.
The fourth one is... he got through the tournament because of Moody. Well, Moody in quotation marks. And in the end, because of Cedric... He lived.
He has skills, but basically other people...
Have to do stuff for him.
Basically other people use his skills to help him win. If that makes any sense. Like,
no, he uses other people's skills
to
help him.
He has power, but someone else has to get him to use it.
No, he has nothing.
He has powers.
He can't do anything.
His powers.
He's useless. What did he manage to do? Against Voldemort. He managed to get Cedric killed and them somehow locked because they share the same phoenix tail feather. Absolute nonsense is that. Jeez. How did he escape from that? Because the dead came and helped him. That's why.
Yeah, more or less. I'm not going to totally condemn him. I don't want to offend
him. I still think that she should have Neville take Harry's place.
I'm sure.
That would be a good plot twist. That would be good writing.
There's so many loose ends. I just know there are going to be so many loose ends when the book ends.
Obviously.
It's going to be terrible.
You're going to be left with the feeling like...
I'm already stressing.
So
that.
What? And like...
You're like, yeah. And
yeah.
Then? And then?
And then?
And then?
What movie is that
and
from?
And then, and then? Dudes Are In My Car. I just watched
it. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. What was I going to say? That's something really good to say. How should
you... You never have anything
yeah,
good
so
to
it's
say.
Yeah, so it's going
to
be like...
Oh!
It's just going to be like...
Burn!
It's either going to be...
Burn!
They killed Voldemort and he lived happily ever after. That's probably what it's going to be. And what's with the... Okay, I did get burned. I've been scalded. But wait, there's something I just thought of. There's also, in this fourth book, she introduced a whole new pile of things.
Which
like,
one?
The whole thing with the, like, magical items. The
what
locket and
items?
Sword.
What
the magical items. I don't remember what... said about, like, once you have all of them, you can defeat him or something. You collect the magical items. My lucky charms!
They're after me lucky charms!
You know, the whole locket that they go through all that trouble to get.
What locket?
Is it a locket?
What do you speak of?
The one that they drink the potion and it's in the bottom and it's not...
Oh, the reason he dies!
Yes!
Oh, that thing! Oh, that's so
like,
useless! Oh my god!
Do you know how many extra layers of plot that added? Okay, it added that there's more things that they're trying to get to. That's just one of them. He's like, I tracked down one. We're gonna get it.
So there's like 100 of them, or 4, whatever. So they have to track all those down. And then there's like a new random character emerges out of wait. In the most recent story, probably 20 new major players.
Like who?
Like the guy that introduces himself, the minister, the prime minister, and he's talking to like the liaison for the magical community.
Oh, the way that book starts annoys me so much. The way it's written is like,
he remembered 20 years ago when he first became prime minister. This man appearing in the green. He was shocked, horrified. He peed himself. Or some useless nonsense like that. That annoyed me beyond, beyond belief. Oh, I was so annoyed by that. It was such a poor introduction.
Yeah. It's just, and so it introduced new characters, and the guy, whoever, HG? It wasn't Signature in the Locket.
I don't remember.
There's a note, it's like, ha ha, I got it first. Psych. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's like, I tracked out, there's like this cave in the mountain, let's go to the mountain to get through the cave. I mean, it's like, totally like, she's getting bored. And she adds all
yeah,
this extra crap.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And the thing about
like,
going there...
Then she's like, there's too much to wrap up, I'll just end it.
The thing about going there and going into the water and finding something and drinking, that's just absolute
nonsense.
And there's
like corpses swimming around.
That has nothing to do with the world she's described till now.
Yeah.
That really doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, vile...
The Badlands.
The Badlands.
Where are they?
Oh, God, that annoys me beyond belief.
It's just... it's really... It's a sad, sad thing.
I told you, she has a good idea, but she doesn't know how to do it.
She was doing really well up till this recent.
What's her name
and
now?
The whole
what's
thing
her,
with
oh,
the...
yeah, Rowling, if you're listening to this, you probably are, because
yeah,
we're that good.
We're that good.
You suck.
Oh, burn! You got burned! We told you. Yeah, so anyways. It's just a shame. It really is. It's troubled me. So, and the whole thing with Hermione, like, all the whole, like, love story aspect of all the stories is just...
Oh, yeah, the romantic thing in the 4th, 5th, and 6th.
No, has been...
Yeah, but it's only most apparent in the 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Yeah.
That's just so annoying. I mean, she had, like, reams and reams of pages in the last one about Ron snogging Lavender Brown
snogging.
Or whatever his name.
Although that was great.
What?
Snogging.
It's the English way of saying it.
Snogging.
Did they actually show that in the movie?
No, because that's not the movie I watched.
Oh yeah, good point.
Retard.
Let's see what Lavender Brown looks like.
Lavender, I don't even remember.
That's such a weird name as well.
Lavender
Brown.
And Crumb, totally not hot.
Well, I don't know why
by
you
the way.
Want to find him hot, but...
He's not even close. And then there's like this part, which is actually pretty funny, where Harry and Hermione are talking, and she's like, he's more of a... physical being.
What?
Yeah. Innuendo, like I said. There's a lot of good innuendo.
That's poor.
Like, what else was there? There was some funny stuff.
Funny to laugh at or funny funny?
Funny funny. Some of it was funny funny funny. Oh, Pigwidgeon? Totally disregarded. Totally. Like, hey, there's no Pigwidgeon. Screw that. So,
oh my god, he did a denim promo? If he did, that is so sad.
Oh my
god! We're gonna put we have to put this on our site.
Yeah, I'm not sure we can put the picture. But we
no, put
the
link.
The
yeah. Oh, that's just
bookmark. Oh my Jesus! Go back. I want to read the little blurb to it. Oh my goodness, that kid.
Oh, this is in like French. Maybe Google will let me translate this page.
Oh man, just a moment, peeps. Oh, peeps. Oh,
it's so painful.
Wait, let's see some more pictures. Just search Harry Potter, and I'm sure we can get probably another hour's worth of talking out of the photos.
Another thing which annoys me about this movie.
Wait, just a sec. Okay, I'm apologizing. Well, never mind. We'll just leave it down there.
One of the things which annoys me about this movie is there's like no one hot girl in there. I mean, seriously. Think there's like really no. She's vaguely attractive, but not really.
Well, if she was a little older.
Yeah, and fuller.
Nice, very subtle.
Thanks.
Wait, you didn't see my eye flicker.
No, I didn't. Wait, so can I look?
Here, ooh, what's this?
I'm better browsing than you. You just don't love browse.
That episode was funny.
Yeah, okay. Yo, I've seen it. It's like Monty Mort. Right?
Yeah.
Wait. Talking about the Harry Potter.
Actually, it was kind of funny. It wasn't that bad. What is he doing here?
Playing guitar.
I hope he's not.
He is.
He better not be.
He totally is. On a broom. Okay.
What are we looking for?
Can I just show you what I'm talking about? We just go through all the people. Fine, search Crumb.
I can spell Crumb, unlike you.
Crumb.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
He doesn't even look Russian or whatever.
Bulgarian!
Oh, that's it!
That's what we were thinking of. No E.
Ugh, look, he's like 30.
Yeah, pedophile. Totally.
Let's see, what's on this?
Creep of the
Bee. There has to be an official site.
Oh, yeah,
where
there
we
is. I've even been to it. I was trying to figure out
where. Oh my god. Where I am friends with a lame-o.
HarryPotter.com. Nice.
Funky.
So if you guys want to follow along, we're at HarryPotter.com.
This would be the trailer.
Okay. Wait, just a sec.
Okay, I'm going to just unplug it from power. That's going to be okay. Let's hope it all records.
It wouldn't even, like, let me choose my preferences.
Doesn't matter. Hit play.
I am hitting play.
You have to hit play. Click on the play.
The music is good, though. That's a good theme, too.
To make an announcement. Hogwarts Castle will not only be your home this year, but home to some very special guests as well.
Okay.
Please welcome our friends from the north.
Okay.
The proud sons of Durmstrang.
Yeah.
And now, the lovely ladies, with Bob Battens.
Bob Battens. What was that?
I was just wondering if maybe you wanted to go to the ball.
Oh, that's so
Chang. Choose your right hand on my waist. What?
Is that Hermione Granger with Victor Crumb?
Dude.
You're fraternizing with the enemy.
The enemy?
Yeah, there's no way she should look like that.
To host a legendary event.
Pause this. There's nothing in the maze. There's nothing in the maze.
What?
Nothing. It's just a maze. A hedge maze. With the walls sometimes going just and this close. They make a lot of noise. There's nothing in. There's no scroots. There's no sphinx. There's no crazy gas that turns you upside down. There's nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Continue.
See, if I was doing this maze, I'd like have like weed smoke coming through.
Oh, wait, another point. Okay, these people can fly. Go above the maze. How stupid is that? It's like summon a broom or make yourself fly. There's something that Harry does when he's in the water thing where he makes himself like shoot up to the surface. You'd have done that.
Victor Crumb. Sure.
That was the stadium.
Henry Diggory.
What did you do? I didn't put my name in that cup. I don't want eternal glory.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. The healing curse. Only one person is known to have survived it. And he's sitting in this room.
Only one person is known to survive it. And he's sitting in this room. Oh, how is that scene?
Decent, except that it's not... That was terrible! He seems like his face...
Was that serious? Oh, that's disgusting.
Time's coming closer. The Dark Lord shall rise.
Get him.
Is it Voldemort?
Everything's going to change now, isn't it?
That was Hermione.
Her voice is like too
sultry.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Let's see their photos. I love how we're doing that. All this imaging things. Well, everyone's listening to our podcast. Everyone. The world. Oh, Yule Ball. You might be interested in this.
Carson Presley Girl thinks you like this.
What?
Crossword Puzzle Girl thinks you like the music from this.
Who does?
Crossword Puzzle Girl.
Yes, I like the music from this.
You'll see.
I'll or you will?
You.
Oh god, she's so incredibly Indian. She's so incredibly North Indian.
I don't know which part it is, so we just have to watch.
In November 18th. Hurry, Potter! The Goblet of Fire constitutes a binding
match. Stop, I don't want to see that. I want to see this.
Hogwarts has been chosen to host a legendary...
This isn't what I wanted to
see. Why are you, like, swearing at it?
...the Tri-Wizard Tournament to two new schools.
You know, it's really loud, everyone. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're still recording?
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
That's what I'm saying. This is really bad.
Excuse me.
Okay, this is totally useless, by the way. Diamonds. Okay, let's stop the show for a minute. I don't want that.
Stop it then.
Okay, I'm stopping the show. We'll be back in a sec.
Eight.
Welcome back to episode number
35.
We just went on to some Harry Potter sites. It's a shame to log them on your IP. Because I want them all to die. Except for the movie was kind of decent. But I hate it. The fact that it's so slow really helps here. Your gravitational field almost pulled me.
This is pretty easy.
Yeah, no kidding. No. Wait, is my voice back to normal?